You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, buddy, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And tonight we are celebrating the 35th birthday of Iron Maiden's Peace of Mind. This is our special Mother's Day podcast. We typically go on Mondays, but we're going on Sundays today. And we have a real treat for you guys, especially those of you who are watching live. You're already seeing it. We have Live in the Flesh. We have the Keith the Hawk, Hawkster himself, Keith Hawkins.
Back. I am back live in the studio. Can you believe it? I was not abducted and brought here. I was came here on my own will. This was awesome.
Don't let him fool you.
So, yeah, it's Mother's Day, and we're going to talk Iron Maiden. Those two go hand in hand.
Maiden, mother.
You get it?
Obviously.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk Maiden. And me, personally, I think this is Maiden's finest album.
We're going to have a really good time. There's a lot of stuff that happened with this album. And I got to talk to my girl right here. We got to talk about my girl, Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio. Faithful, always here, rocking and rocking with us. You know, it doesn't matter what day of the week. We're going to get together and listen to music and talk about music and drink a little bit. Lily's here. We're going to have a good time.
So I'm here.
She's all about that. So, and plus, we both saw some good shows this week. Lily attended the Millvale Music Fest, right?
I sure did.
And I attended Rival Sons last night. So we're going to be talking about some stuff like that, too. So it's going to be a good time. We've got everybody hanging out with us tonight. And you are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We have a great page there with all the podcasts, all the interviews I do, all the links to everything. And don't forget, guys, there's an awesome store there. There's a Dizzy Jam store where you can get all our merch. We've got T-shirts and totes and hoodies and all kind of cool stuff. So just go there, pick yourself out something nice. Maybe get something for your kids and your wife and your mistress.
It's your mom.
Get something for your mom. It's Mother's Day. And help support great rock and roll. Speaking of supporting great rock and roll, remember, guys, to share the podcast. When you share the podcast, it gets the word out about the great bands that we feature here in the podcast. Today we're talking about Peace of Mind by Iron Maiden, who are going to be playing some great indie-ish hard rock and metal throughout the show. So when you share the podcast around, it gets people checking this out, it gets people hearing these bands, and gets these guys some promotion, the promotion that they need. So please like and share the podcast when you see it out there. And if you're watching the video live right now, hit that share button. You're just doing yourself and all these great bands a favor. Speaking of bands, so we're going to start off with a band called Turbo Wolf. Right now, Turbo Wolf on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
We'll be right back. Day, you are a man. This dude is definitely cool.
All right. This dude is definitely cool. And his name is Keith the Hawk Hawkins, and he's hanging out with us today live. We've got the Keith Meister hanging with us in the flesh.
That's
in
right.
the flesh.
Once again.
In the man flesh.
I flew in.
You flowed in.
I'm going to podcast, and I'm flying out. That's
in your private jet?
That's how I roll. No.
Oh, you left that at home. I see.
You didn't fly in the private jet today?
No. There's only a private jet in my mind.
Danzig? Yeah. It's a Mother's Day podcast, but no Danzig.
No Danzig.
No Danzig. Maybe we'll do another podcast on Danzig. But today we're celebrating Peace of Mind by Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden, if you're from Pittsburgh. And so we're going to have some cool stuff to talk about that. Don't forget to go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Get yourself a cool t-shirt or some shit like that. So who wants to jump in and talk about little Iron Maiden? Don't everybody chime in at once, please.
I'm always, you know, go ahead. Ladies first. Go ahead, hit it.
Well, I don't know why you're not going then.
My side. The laughter is hurting
me. I know. Funny, haha.
Too many glasses of water for someone.
I needed the water.
She shut off. Too much water.
I'm cut
too
off.
Too much H2O.
I'm cutting myself
Next
off.
Thing you know, she's talking crazy.
Anyway, I'm being nice, I think. Anyway, Peace of Mind happens to be one of my favorite albums. I love Iron Maiden. My favorite song on there is Flight of Icarus. Actually, one of my most favorite Iron Maiden songs is on there. And I really like this album specifically because of the lyrics. It's kind of like really epic and storytelling, I think, in all of them.
You know what that is, don't you?
Because it's because they like had they were into like literature and that and they based that on all of
literature.
That is not correct, but keep continue.
Oh, that's what I knew, but go ahead.
No, go ahead. let me just interject 1 second.
Please.
The reason Iron Maiden's lyrics are the way they are is due to the fact that Steve Harris writes every lyric. Steve Harris is a guy that just has visions, man. He just like sees.
You said Harris.
Yeah. He just sees things in a kind of.
Oh, because I read somewhere that he based it on a lot of literature. But go on.
Sure, he the man
that's
obviously,
what I was going with.
He reads a lot of books.
Well, To Tame a Land is was inspired by Dune.
Yes,
yeah, that's a very common, kind of common knowledge. But yes, yeah. And we know that the story of Flight of Icarus is from Greek mythology.
Yes,
so they're both Lily and Keith.
Keith just likes to always be right.
This is not true. I just wanted to throw Steve Harris out there, not that we wouldn't have talked about him anyway, but he is, you know, the founder of Iron Maiden. He's been there since day one. He is the
He is Iron Maiden in many ways,
songwriter. I mean, this guy is, you know, not obviously and a great bass player too. But there's a reason you see him. He's up here. He got his foot on the monitor. He's singing everywhere because he writes all the freaking stuff too.
Well, you know, the thing about if you guys ever get a chance to check out the Behind the Music. The Iron Maiden Behind the Music. I like, you know, some of those Behind the Musics are, you know, there's the good and bad, but that their story really, as much as I love them, I fell in love with them like all over again when I saw that and saw kind of everything that they went through and was uber impressed with Steve Harris. Like, I always knew Steve Harris was an amazing bass player. Great energy and everything, but I did not realize that he is kind of like the sort of glue, you know, in the business sense of it too. He had the concept of what he wanted to be, and so now what is this? This is what album is this? Of
their
theirs?
Fourth.
This is their fourth album, yeah.
With the new drummer Nico.
And Nico McBrain it's his first album with the band, yep. And he come out. You listen to the opening drum fill when Where Eagle's there. He's announcing his presence with authority, as they would
well,
say.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to that because Keith mentioned this earlier. So
it's a cool fill.
Let's check this out, guys. I'm going to go ahead and pause that and just I'm going to crank this up so the guys can hear. But check out this drum fill. Yeah, I think he pretty much says, you know, here I am. In case there's any doubt of my drumming abilities.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Right out there in the front.
And he took over for Clive Burr, who was on, you know, the first three records. And from what I gather, Clive Burr just couldn't handle the where the band was going, that hectic touring schedule. So
yeah, that's what
I read somewhere.
That and personal issues.
Yeah. I think they sound, I don't want to get off on this tangent, but they sound very similar in ways, too, and they use the same identical drum kit. So I don't know. It's like they have this very similar style.
Well, weren't you telling me before we got started that...
I don't know that for a
one
fact.
One of them, he might have been a tech.
He might have been a tech. I mean, there's so many similarities in their playing that I think that, you know, the big toms, you know, single kick, very, very good single pedal technique, just the solid playing, but... A lot of like just very a lot of similarities in their playing. That's just all I can say. But those.
What else you got, Lily?
I mean, I was just going to talk about the literature stuff, but I got totally
shut
down on that.
Sorry.
So
Jesus, go ahead.
No big deal. No, it's done. It's cool. No big deal. I mean, I really said everything I wanted to on it.
Come on. Talk about. Don't be like that. Come on.
No, seriously, that's really all I had to say
you
about
got
it.
Something else to say?
Not really. I mean, it's one of my favorite albums. I don't know. I love them. That's all I got. I like their stage shows.
What was the first... do you remember when you first heard the album?
Oh, my God. My Uncle Jimmy had me listen to it a long time ago.
You were still in pigtails.
Probably.
Sure.
Well, it came out when I was like two, so...
You came out? Well, you came out...
The album came out when I was two. Probably I was 13, I would think.
Yeah, I was. I remember.
You were 39.
I heard. Yeah, I heard "Flight of Icarus." "Flight of Icarus" was the song. This was like really the first time that they really kind of broke on radio, right? They kind of.
Yeah.
And "Flight of Icarus" was the track, and I just remember thinking it was just so cool. I love the riff. I love Bruce Dickinson's voice. Was like he sounded like nobody else, man. Like he doesn't have, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of great. Like that high tenor type singing, like the help me out here.
What's up,
Joe Lynn Turner and Graham Bonnet and those different guys, like the guys that sing with Rainbow, Ronnie James Dio. They all had, but Bruce, his voice is completely different than any of that.
But I think Iron Maiden heard what was going on around them and the bands that were like kind of, you know, you don't want to say ahead of them, but the bands that were in, you know, bigger popular metal bands at the time when they were doing the first two records, and I think that the Paul Di'Anno thing just kind of ran its course with them. I think they wanted something more like they were hearing that was on the radio at the time, being more popular and the higher type voice where Bruce Dickinson can definitely do that, where Paul Di'Anno, being a good singer in his own right, is not going to be able to give you that kind of range vocally.
How many times have you seen Iron Maiden live?
Me? Not that many. Three times maybe, and it's been 15 years since I've seen them last.
What about you, Lily? I know you've
I think
them.
I've only seen them twice, actually. But I loved it.
I've seen them with Fraley's Comet.
Oh, my God.
Was the opening band.
That's awesome.
Okay, they weren't opening for Fraley's
no,
Comet.
No, oh, my God. No.
I opened for Ace Frehley once. That's a horrible thing.
Chris, if you're listening, Keith's still waiting for his $40.
This is, Chris. This is one of my favorite albums to drive to, but it's kind of dangerous because I drive really fast.
He drives really fast when when any song comes on. Do you at least slow down at, like, you know, Revelations or anything like that?
Yes, but like, you know, certain songs I find myself going...
A lot of ebbs and
flows.
And
then I'm like,
I'm
going to get a ticket, and then I have to explain to the cop, well, I was listening to Iron Maiden, sir. You understand?
Sometimes they'll let you go because of that, if they're like a total, like, metalhead, you know.
Well, I guess there's some funny stuff that the boys did with us because... they were sort of being labeled as devil worshippers,
yes.
So they put...
when you put out a number called Number the Beast, or an album called Number the Beast, you're going to get that sometimes.
I mean, that happens.
And...
it is what it is.
So they have a... they did a little backwards thing, they did their best impression of British actor John Byrd imitating African dictator Idi Amin, and they do this thing, what ho said the thing with the three bonts? Do not meddle with things you do not understand. And they ran that backwards, and they said they were sick and tired of being labeled as devil worshippers with all the bullocks of these effing morons in the States. So we thought, right, you want to take the piss? We'll show you how to take the bleeding piss, my son.
Just give them what they want.
Yeah, just give them
what
they want.
It's a little too limey for me, because I don't even know what you want to take the piss means, so you know, you have to help me out with that.
So one of the boys taped him in the middle of his Idi Amin routine, and he used to do, and after he had a few drinks, and...
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite.
you know,
so they had some fun with that. It went gold, thanks largely to the success of Flight of Icarus. By 86, it was platinum. Iron Maiden supported the album with the World Peace Tour, P-I-E-C-E, which launched in Europe in late of April 33, across North America that summer. The first U.S. date was Casper, Wyoming on June 21st, and the band remained in the States until October 24th in St. Louis. The only hitch came when Dickinson was stricken with bronchitis and the band had to reschedule three shows. Bronchitis for a singer is like really, that's brutal. But here's a couple of names we maybe forgotten in hard rock and metal. Saxon Fastway and Coney Hatch opened most
the
of the
great
show.
Coney
the
Hatch.
Great Coney Hatch, which we should probably find those guys and get them on the podcast.
Canadian band.
Yeah, Canadian band. Do you remember? Do you know Coney Hatch?
Not really.
They had one. They had
well,
one,
now I'm gonna have to look
song.
This up. Obviously,
we had one
well,
song.
Wait a minute. We're
gonna do it right now. Okay.
We have to educate our friend Lily.
The youngster of the crowd.
Oh my goodness.
Don't be jealous.
Oh, oh. I'll take 10 years back.
I think I aged 10 years in New Orleans, though.
You probably did. Look at me.
I feel like my body did.
I don't have any gray hair when I moved there.
No, you do. We can color that.
So
I have a salon.
Here we go. This shit's rocking, man.
You don't know this song? You grew
I think
up
I do know this song. I just didn't know
who
it was.
It's one of the songs you heard. You just didn't
you
know,
just
who,
don't know
yeah,
who it
that's,
is.
That's how that works.
A lot of my friends are like that with music, though. Yeah, I definitely know this. I just don't know who it is.
Coney Hatch.
Little Coney Hatch in that for y'all.
Well, Coney Hatch.
We should have put that on for trivia, but I bet you all these knowledgeable people we have out there watching tonight are going to be on that, like, white on freaking rice.
Yeah, so. Everybody. Yeah, a lot of people. That's one of those, like, they're kind of like a one-hit wonder.
I would call them that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Band that, but this is a great jam. It's got a great guitar solo in it, too.
Yeah, definitely.
But
and if you're playing in a cover band and at the time you're playing this song and it's, you know, one of them songs you probably played too much.
You know, you guys mentioned that Steve Harris is the main contributor to the album, to the writing, but Dickinson wrote Revelations. And he and Adrian Smith penned Flight of Icarus.
There you go.
So there you are. So, you know, cool
the
stuff.
Funny thing is that you said, like, Flight of Icarus got them, like, some radio airplay. I mean, when I listen to this album and it's like, I'm looking at the title, you know, all the songs on there. The one song that sticks out to me was The Trooper. I think The Trooper is one of the great metal songs of all time. It just, that's a song there that just paints a picture. I mean, when you can just hear it and you know, just from the opening riff, you know what it is. The lyrics are cool, and I remember them having a, like, a video on Headbangers Ball. So, showing my age here.
That's okay.
And I'll throw one at you, Lou, later, or unless you want it now. Where do you want it, man?
I'll tell you what. Ooh. Keith is going to throw one at me in a little bit here, but we're going to take a break and play another band. this is Black Star Riders, When the Night Comes In. Black Star Riders are sort of kind of what's left of Thin Lizzy, Scott Gorham's current project. It's good stuff, though. Very cool. Very cool band. Check it out. Black Star Riders and the Ludini Hard Rock.
Me feel so old, boulevard and deep recession. I win a sky in deep depression. Give me back my broken life. Give me serenity beyond this strife. Give me absolute absolution from all this trouble, disarray, and confusion. This is a call to innocence. This is a call to one yourself. When the night comes in, there's a crack in the universe. This is a call to innocence. This is a call to one to say.
Black Star Riders, Scott Gorham and company. Who'd you say we got in the band there, Lily?
Ricky Warwick is the lead singer.
Ricky Warwick.
Yes.
Lead vocals. Not related to Dionne Warwick.
I wouldn't think.
But you never know. Both singers. You can go to blackstarriders.com and check those boys out. Before that, we had Turbo Wolf. And you go to turbowolf.co.uk, and you can check out everything that's going on with those guys. You are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Today's topic is Peace of Mind by Iron Maiden. So we're like grooving on some Iron Maiden today. How about this track right here? I always like this one right here.
Were we singing this the other day?
It's a cool jam. Die with your boots on.
I want to die with my boots on.
I don't wear boots. If I die, I don't want to die with like.
I think it's some shoes on. That great like vibrato like in the upper register, you know, that and I think a lot of guys that came after him you know, kind of picked up on that and, you know, imitated him a little bit, you know, later on. I mean,
oh,
but
for sure.
But I mean, right, I mean, I understand what you're saying, like, because Paul, was it Paul Diano or Don, how do you say his name?
I say it Diano or Diano.
Okay, so Paul Diano, like, he was a different kind of vocalist.
Yeah, he was more that mid-range kind of, like, he just didn't have, you know, I mean, I like the first two Maiden records, but the vocal capabilities went way up.
Sound.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's this like is when, they, when they found Bruce Dickinson, they found
yeah, they found it. This is yeah.
Have you ever seen, there's a movie that Bruce Dickinson is in with his first band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're in some club and he's performing. It's really funny. I cannot remember the name of it. We could probably pull it up on YouTube at some point. But
what the hell can Bruce Dickinson do? This dude can sing. He can fly a freaking plane. He can sword fight.
He can do all the things.
He sings his ass off. I mean, he writes songs. Who else can do all that stuff?
Lily's pulling up some trivia. What do you got, Lily, on...
I'm looking up what you just said. The movie.
Well, you said you had one for me.
Oh, that's him.
In my opinion, I'm not a guitar player, nor do I play one on TV, but I think that Adrian Smith and Dave Murray are one of the best 1-2 punches in metal history.
We need to do a podcast on
that's what we should do. Yeah. Duos.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Who likes the 1-2 punch? I think nowadays they have three guitar players, don't they? They've had them for a while. They still have that. Yannick Gers was in the band for a while. They have three guitar players.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was three guitar players in Maiden. So if there's still three guitar players in Maiden, somebody got to let me know that, because I know for a while they were.
I mean, it's like K.K. Downing and Glenn Tipton.
That's what
from,
I mean.
From Judas Priest.
You get these
it's
guys
like Angus
that are like,
and Malcolm.
They work. They work so well together.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's a whole other thing. When you got the two guys in like bands like that, that really use that really, really well.
Yeah, you hear a lot of harmonies and a lot of harmonized solos, things like that. Like, it's all over this record.
Yeah, and they play off each other.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Just I think. As metal bands go, I think this is one of the best 1-2 guitar punches in the history of metal. So,
what else you got there, Lily B6?
I'm not finding what you're looking for. You tell me that. I like to fact check. I'm sorry. That's my thing.
Very much like Bono. We still haven't found what we're looking for. What is the holdup?
All right. So we have some comments.
Oh.
I can't read.
I will pull those up.
Because they're too far.
Let's see what the people got to say.
Got to say, we got to talk to the peeps out there.
Give us your opinion on,
yeah, jump on it.
Peace of Mind.
I would like to hear.
Give us your peace of mind about Peace of Mind.
Give me some peace of mind.
I'll give Lily some peace of mind.
I don't want an actual peace of mind.
Well, no.
A piece of your mind.
We just want you to have fast.
I don't have, I have enough, I mean.
We want you to have fast fingers is all.
Okay, so a lot of people are yelling Lou's name.
But like, we're a goddamn celebrity here.
Never heard of Coney Hatch, Maximum Overdrive, Emilio Estevez. Iron Maiden first album was a game changer, though, for a lot of bands, and that's really the last
one. I'm never going to take away anything from the first two Maiden albums. Those were great albums.
And that was from Vinny Vigilici.
This Peace of Mind is...
Vinny, forget about it.
Just so, like... But it's very iconic, and I think it is a touchstone for a lot of... So the record before this is...
Number Beast.
Yes. Which is a great album.
It's a great album, and I think a lot of, I've looked a few lists. That one was number one. this one on a, I think Loudwire's list was number 4, which is BS because I think this is pound for pound their best record.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I mean, Number of the Beast is great.
Power Slave is awesome. So I like Somewhere in Time a lot too. But and after that,
what is it? Is it the songs? Is that what's kind of like
this album here? I think defines their sound.
Yeah. When I think Iron Maiden, I think of and the album cover.
Oh my God! This, you know, their album art is always awesome.
Yeah, well, that's the best shit, man. I mean, they're just come on.
I mean, it starts. You know, I was had a conversation with my friend Carrie this morning, and we were talking about how the first thing that people do to see is the artwork,
mm-hmm.
and that's very often how you start to bring people into the experience of what you're all about. And Iron Maiden does that. They did it masterfully with that whole Eddie thing.
Yeah,
you know? and Eddie has a lot of different. Situations,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, there you are. He's slightly different looks, but it still remains the same. And they found a way to kind of work and rework that many, many times over. And it's still, it still kind of, you know, looks cool no matter how they do it. You can't go wrong with a skeleton.
And they have it's a mascot without being kind of like a lame mascot. It's kind of a cool guy.
No, he's super bad.
Yeah.
You could do a whole podcast on the best mascots, and he would kick everybody's ass.
Yeah, we could do a podcast on that for sure. Oh my goodness! So, Lily and I both saw some cool live music. If I may take a little break from Iron Maiden for a minute, we saw some cool live music this weekend. I hung out, took a brief hangout at Needs. You ever been to Needs Hotel? Either
I
one
have.
Of
yes,
I have not been there.
Okay,
where's that at? Iconic place.
Yeah, okay. it's a little place in over there in Lawrence in Larryville.
Down there in Lawrenceville, that.
And so we went in there, and my friend Timmy Klatt, who's best known for playing with the Turbosonics, was playing with J.J. Bickle, and they're kind of like a classic rock and oldies.
Cool.
And everybody was having fun, and you know,
all that matters.
It was cool, and so we didn't hang out real long in there, but in there I went in the bathroom there and purchased my tickets to Rival Sons.
Where's this gonna go? Okay.
Right there on my side. This amazing world we live in. But I went right into the bathroom and I purchased my tickets to Rival Sons, which is the next night.
Mm.
And saw Rival Sons at the Rex. Ran into some people I haven't seen in a long time. We had a really good time. The show was killer. It was a short set. Thank you. That you do not need to go out and play a Springsteen 4-hour freaking show.
Yeah.
Like, please don't do that. Just leave us wanting a little more. They did something very cool. First of all, it was their first show ever in Pittsburgh. Yes. And it was very cool. I mean, because people were singing along with it. In fact, one of the tracks, people were singing along so much, they finished the song, and people were still singing along, so they kind of like got back into it because people wouldn't stop singing, you know? So
it was nice.
Like, really kind of
cool.
Showed the love.
You got to give them what they want.
Yeah. And then Jay Buchanan, who's the lead vocalist, said, you know, we don't do encores. Because we think it's kind of like pretentious to go back there and wait for you to cheer for us so we can come back out and play you like
well, Jay, you'd be the only one then.
You know, play our most famous song. So we're just going to play you the music you want to hear, and that's what we're going to do. And they ended with, you know, I can't remember the song. It was one of their big ones. They did some jamming. They played some blues. It was very, very cool. And it was an hour and 10 minutes. You know, you didn't feel like I got to be somewhere. But good stuff. The only thing I was pissed about, the T-shirt that I wanted, they do not have in my size. So I did not get a T-shirt.
Oh, no.
So I have to go online.
Order it online.
Yeah, now I know how you feel. You know how I feel now. Lars got a T-shirt.
You know, the Rex sound.
Oh, are you still on that?
They didn't, like, really... They didn't really, like... It wasn't too loud.
That's a good venue. That's a good venue.
Yeah, and the place was jam-packed, man. It was, you know... If you get any more people in there, you need a lubricant. So... And you went, tell us about the Mill. Did you see Reign of Z? Who'd you go see?
I did not get to see Reign of Z. I went to the Millvale Music Festival.
Did you see the kids from School Rock in Castle Shannon?
I did not see them.
Damn it.
Sorry.
I was there yesterday, and they sounded great. They had a gig last night. Well, I visited my old stomping grounds where I used to work.
Yeah, I saw they were on the list.
They were doing Greta Van Fleet, and they were doing a bunch of cool songs. They were killing it.
Nice.
The drums were awesome.
I got there a little later than I wanted to, so I missed a few things, and parking sucked. But I did get to see two bands, Red Sun and Shattered, and I think it was Shattered's first show. They were fantastic. I'm actually going to have them on the show.
Cool.
Unfortunately, half of Millville went out of power for a little while because of the storm. So a lot of bands didn't even get to go on.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that was a thing. But I did get to see the two bands. I do regret missing Reign of Z and a couple other bands, but I just ran out of time. And there were over 150 acts there. Yesterday. So
we got to go see Reign of Z. We need the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus needs to represent at a Reign of Z show.
I love going to their shows. Yeah,
I
got.
I've never seen them live.
Unless you're
going to
play in New Orleans, better get your asses there because I can't see them. So that's.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they go on tour. I mean,
I hope they do. Come down to New Orleans.
They're great.
They are a great group of people too. They're just fantastic. I love them. I talk to Zosha all the time.
Oh goodness! So what else is coming up, guys? What else is on everybody's mind here today?
I'm
gonna pay
up.
You guys a lot of money to talk. Start freaking talking.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Well,
Three Rivers Comic Con's this coming weekend, and I'm gonna be Elvira there. Come and see
there
me.
There you go.
Yeah,
miss that too.
You are gonna miss that.
That's better, Dillhole.
Yeah. Hey.
So come out and see me just as Elvira.
Good job.
Not
killing
bad.
Elvira stuff, huh?
Yes, I play a good Elvira.
Yeah, you have the whole sort of Queen of the Undead thing going on.
Yeah.
What movie is that from?
I don't know.
Men in Black 2.
I don't know. I've seen that. No, I've never seen Men in Black 1.
Maybe it's from Men in Black. I can't remember.
You don't even know. Just never
It's from one of the Men in Black movies.
Never your mind.
She has a whole Queen of the Undead thing going on.
Anyway, there's that on Saturday, as well as there's a Creep Rod show, which is a reptile show / pinup girl show / car show. And that's out in like...
That's a wow. That's a lot.
Yeah,
of
it's
hell.
A lot
that's
of stuff. Look it up.
Is that like at the Mousetrap or something?
No, it's oh my gosh. It's like in Turtle Creek.
Well, there
but
you
no,
go.
It's actually really interesting.
And if you make it out alive, then we'll be with
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm going because I'm going to get pictures as Elvira with a snake. So I have to cut it.
Come on, take your
kind
seat. Good.
Well, so if you're in the Turtle Creek area, you can see her.
Oh, and Sunday Slaughter.
Hang out with a snake.
I have a busy weekend. I'm going to Slaughter on Sunday.
Up all night.
Speaking of high voices.
Yeah.
Where are they playing at?
They're at Jurgles.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Jurgles is getting all those bands like all summer long.
Poor Jurgles, man. What are you doing, guys?
Well, hey, they sell them out, though.
He's coming in the fall.
Oh, what's that tell you?
Zeffirella.
Really?
Yeah.
It tells me there's a lot of girls my age who just want to go see the bands.
You know, these guys don't still look the same as they did in 84.
No,
right?
I know. I like the music. I'm not about the looks all the time.
All the time.
I mean, I like Aerosmith.
Here's the thing with the looks. As long as they don't not embarrassing themselves... You know what I mean? Like, you know, but if they get up there and they're trying to do something that they, it doesn't, you know, I mean, if you're still trying to squeeze into spandex and, you know, you're a little porked out a little bit, well, then maybe wear something else. Wear something a little more loose.
I think we need to not focus on the looks and focus more on the talent myself. But.
No, it's all about them looks.
I don't
remember
care.
That band, Bori 1-2, the famous door on Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
You know who was there, like, the next day after we were there? Came up and sang on stage? Hmm. Steven Tyler.
Yeah. Figures.
Well, that's because they,
they were
played
the music
jazz
fest.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Aerosmith playing a jazz festival?
Or any other band that wasn't jazz that played it? I think it's
they do blues stuff.
Well, they have a ton of bands, Eric, but it's just.
The term
jazz fest is loose. Is loose.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're a jazz band by any means, but they can do the bluesy type stuff. So I think
Billy
Mank
says
cool.
His niece is a bartender at the Mousetrap, and Mickey Hernandez wants to know what's the worst show I've ever been.
What? What's your niece's name?
What's the worst show I've ever been to?
I love the Mousetrap.
I love the Mousetrap.
First place I ever played in public in front of people. 19 years
I'm
old.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody I've actually...
Yeah, I was talking to Danny the other day, and he's like, I know that guy.
Is there any... Keith, is there any... You guys, either one of you guys, both of you guys, is there any shows you ever, like, walked out on that were just so atrocious? You were like, F this, I'm leaving.
I walked out of a movie once that was so bad I walked out of it, but that's...
I'm talking about a concert.
I've never walked out of a concert. I like to stay and get my money's worth. Regardless if it's bad or not.
Okay, in the 90s, there was a member of the band Live.
Yeah.
They had two opening acts. One was PJ Harvey, one on first, and she kicked ass. The middle band on that slot was Veruca Salt. Now, I've talked to many people. They're like, they don't know who Veruca Salt is.
If you know
your 90s,
Volcano
like,
Girls,
you know.
Yeah,
they were so bad that I wanted to leave.
Really?
How the hell they got through one song, I have no idea. Them girls were drunk on something because they basically needed to go back to... square one of playing anything, and they were just that bad. Yeah, so Veruca Salt, thank you very much, girls. You are the worst live act I've ever seen in my life.
I'm really trying to think if there's Mickey, if there's anybody I've seen, it was like just absolutely horrible. I tell you a show that I was not real impressed with. and I know Lily's not going to agree with me on this, but
here we go.
And it was Dawkins. I was like, I just thought it was kind of it, like,
I
eh,
well,
like,
that, this last time,
yeah,
that's because I didn't have George Lentz, man.
I was like, eh,
well, yeah. I have something to say
okay.
about that.
It was okay. I, you know what I mean? I'm not like, it wasn't horrible, but it was like, it just didn't really.
Okay.
I actually liked the opening acts a lot better.
And Silk Knight and the other guys.
Yeah.
I don't remember the other guys' names right now.
Red,
I feel horrible.
Red Rain.
Red Rocket.
However,
Red Rain.
Yes. Okay. Dawkins wasn't awesome. He's kind of tired, and it wasn't the worst show.
He just seemed like he was
going through the motions. Seriously, he did. Yeah. And I thought it was funny, though, when he did call out somebody about being ugly whenever she said, "You suck." But anyway.
Somebody heckled "You suck" to him?
Yeah.
Yes. And he's like, "Well, you're ugly."
That kind of made the show. That was kind of the most entertaining part. What I don't like is like, like, don't just, you should be into it. If you're not into it, then, you know, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Because you know? I go there to see like, you. Be into it. If you're not into it, like,
I mean, if at this point in your life, you don't, it's just still Don Dawkins, then
yeah.
I mean, if you need a paycheck that much, then you know, then
right.
Too bad.
However, I did see George Lynch that weekend right after that, and that kicked butt, and that was in Jersey.
Now I bet that would be a good show.
That was amazing.
That was a Lynch mob, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw them at the Debonair Music Hall in New Jersey, and they were so good at this tiny little place.
I will tell you the worst concert I ever went to, not because I personally think it was the worst concert I ever saw, but I think that everybody in the audience will say it's got to be the worst concert I had to see, and that was Nickelback.
Yes, so you guys, you're correct.
I will have that automatically.
I don't even
I wasn't
have
even
to
there, and I'll agree with you.
Just like the sign
I
of New Orleans, no Nickelback.
It, but I guess in the importance of being politically rock and roll correct, I have to say it was bad.
I can't think of a horrible show.
A crazy show I was at years ago was Stone Temple Pilots and Megadeth. Why Stone Temple Pilots opened for Megadeth, I have no idea. They sounded amazing, but Megadeth fans weren't having it. Stone Temple Pilots were killing it, but metalheads don't want to hear that shit, and they booed them off the stage so bad.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
I heard that, you know who I heard got booed off the stage? Was I was in high school, and some of my friends went to see Journey with Bryan Adams, and they said that Bryan Adams got booed off the stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not cool.
Yeah, no, not at all.
See if you ever play Summer of 69 again.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the bad concert. I've seen a lot of, like, bad local bands. Like,
oh, well.
I played in bad local bands.
Yeah. Some of those are shows where I was playing.
Yeah, well, actually, through no fault of my own, it wasn't me. I'll never take the blame for it, by God.
I can't think of a band that I saw that I didn't like. I mean, at least a little bit.
I did watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony the other day, and the Cars were inducted. Whether you like the Cars or not, it doesn't matter. They had some really good songs. They shouldn't have performed live. Just saying. Go ahead and watch it and let me know what you think.
I'll have to watch
Rico Kasich. So all these years, we've been saying Rico Kasich. He pulled a fast one and said it's been Rico Kasich all these years. Hey, Rick, it doesn't matter. You can't sing.
Either way.
The dude shouldn't be singing. You can't get Benjamin Orr, he's freaking dead. So, I mean, at this point, you should have got a karaoke singer or somebody out of the audience, because that shit was bad. Real bad. The band, I thought, sounded okay. I think Elliot Easton's a very good guitar player.
Oh, yeah, he's
very underrated. This dude shouldn't have been singing. I understand you're, it's our moment, blah, 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 this and that. But, hey, Rick, that's enough.
We're done. I love when he does that.
That's enough.
Right there.
That's enough, Rick.
I did think of one. I actually saw Deep Purple last year. At Star Lake, Key Bank Pavilion.
Yeah, you better watch yourself.
I was tired. I was bored. I was bored with it.
What?
I'm sorry.
Deep Purple?
They sounded bad.
Well,
really?
You know, no. I'm sorry. Like when John Lord died, I completely lost all interest in ever going to see that.
Yeah.
Because
I love Ian Paice though.
He's a great drummer, but
it was with Alice Cooper, and it just wasn't. It just wasn't good.
I know you, but how was Alice?
Oh, awesome. Of course.
Okay.
Hey, I was looking at Nita Strauss the whole time, so I don't even want to hear it.
What are you looking at her for?
Because she's hot.
Okay.
And she's a great guitar player.
I'm not going to take away either, but you know, if you can get through, you can't get through Deep Purple, an iconic rock band, but you can sit through Alice Cooper.
Go figure. No, I went there for Deep Purple. Alice Cooper just happened to be opening for them, and I just, when I was sitting there watching Deep Purple, I wanted to take a nap.
Damn, that's really.
I'm sorry, and I love Deep Purple.
That's fine. I mean, hey.
I just wanted to take a nap.
Each his own, but
because they didn't they get into the Hall of Fame last year. That's why I wanted to see them. I mean, because I'm like, oh, yeah, it's their year.
After like 39 tries, yeah, they finally made it in.
Like, it's their year. I can't wait to go see them. It's going to be awesome. And I just was like, wow, this is not what I expected at all.
I thought that, I think of one that that was a little that bored me, and it's a shame because I'm a guitar player, and I did like this guy in his heyday. It was Robin Trower. It was a little like, you know,
too many. I felt that way when I seen Bonamassa, man.
Really?
It's just that the band's really good, and I mean he's a great guitar player, but I can only take the blues for so long, man. Seriously,
When did you see Bonamassa?
I saw Bonamassa last year.
Okay.
And it was at the Benenham Center, which is an awesome venue.
When he was doing the more rock thing,
yeah, this was.
I lost interest in him when he like all started playing with a horn section and all that. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
No, this wasn't
like,
this.
You know, I'm not interested in any of that. When he did the rock thing and he was doing the more like the Jimmy Page kind of like vibe and the Paul Kossoff kind of vibe, I loved his sound. I loved what he was doing. And then when he switched it up to the more straight up blues thing. And I don't know why I did that, man, because I thought what he was doing. I guess as an artist, you want to change, right? You want to do different stuff. Maybe that was his thing, you know, but it didn't float my boat at all, man. I'd rather hear him do his Eric Johnson shtick any day.
I like live shows. Even if your band's like not that happy, I want to see some kind of entertainment, yeah. You know what I mean? But to totally contradict myself, I've seen Steely Dan twice in the last 2 years. They don't move at all on stage, but they're so badass that it doesn't matter.
It depends on kind of what you're going there to expect.
Yeah, I don't expect Donald Fagen to get from the keyboard and start, you know, doing the friggin' Mambo Number 5 on the floor.
Mickey Hernandez said he walked out on Yngwie.
Whoa!
I don't blame you, Mickey.
I love Yngwie. Yngwie is like one
I've
of my
never seen him live,
players,
so
but
I
I've never
know.
Seen him. Why did you walk out? You need to. Clarify that,
Mickey,
brother.
Tell us why.
We'll talk about it. I have a great. Well, you won't. We can't. We're not gonna watch. But there's a great. I have a great live concert of Joe Bonamassa's Rock Blast. Now this is like it's like 10 years, maybe 12 years ago. He was a lot younger. He's just a 3-piece, and it's really way more of a rock thing. And he's just. Crushing. It's a really good show.
I mean,
small venue.
They did some cool, like, Zeppelin. Like, I think they did pieces of, like, How Many More Times, and he would, like, weave it in and out of, like, blues tunes he was doing.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know, it just wasn't my thing, man. Maybe from a guitar player, it's better, you know. I went with a guitar player, so he was, like.
Who did you go with?
It was, dude, Chris Pleasione. He was my general manager at Kenny Ross when I worked there, when I actually worked.
I took a nap at a Tool concert once.
Get out.
You've been dismissed, Lily.
No.
You may go home now.
Yes, Lily, please.
No, I'll tell you why I fell asleep. Because
you were under the influence of what?
No, I wasn't. We had already seen like 5 concerts that week and I had no sleep. And I was so tired I fell asleep on my husband's shoulder. My ex-husband's shoulder.
Whoa. We didn't know you were married. How about this? Find something new every day.
Ex-husband.
On the Lou Dini Rock and Metal Circus. Secrets come out.
This is 100 years ago.
You're only 30.
I know somebody told me they fell asleep at Rush.
Who is it? I'm beating him up.
I'll tell you. I'm not going to say his name because everybody knows who he is.
Really?
Everybody.
I never fell asleep at Rush. I saw Rush 3 times.
Right now will know who this person
is. I will fight you.
But
Rush was on a good show.
To his defense, he had given blood that day.
I was exhausted. Otherwise, I wouldn't have fallen asleep.
First time I seen Rush, I had a finger severed at the tip, and I still went. I put a bit, rubbed some dirt on it, got back out, and I played ball the whole time, and I loved it.
Oh, crap.
How the hell you... I mean, come on. I mean, no. You know,
you want a little something in that, Lily?
In what?
In that water you're drinking?
It's ice right now.
Of course you do drink.
Ice, baby. Let's...
Speaking of shitty artists...
I never seen him.
Oh, that's
oh
a concert.
God.
There you
I
go,
saw
buddy.
That sucked.
Okay.
I actually played this show. We opened for Vanilla Ice.
What? Is that real?
Why are you telling us this? We'll be right back, kids. Luz has too many.
Luz cut off.
I did. I opened for Vanilla Ice. I'll tell you guys the story when we come back. We're gonna play probably one of my like favorite Pittsburgh bands. This is a band called Reign of Z. I just their
yes.
sound is so good. It's like you don't. I don't know how to say this other than it's so good. I mean, there's some great bands in Pittsburgh like Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. Some great bands sound like freaking awesome. And this is one of those bands that just does not sound local.
No.
You know what I mean?
And
you hear
you know,
them
their stage shows.
You,
cool.
you could hear them like. You could hear it on the radio with the next to anything else. You would never go like, oh, is it local schmokels? You know what I mean? They don't have a Joe Grushecki and a Haas Rockers. whispering going on.
Wow.
Sorry,
no
Joe,
Tony
hey,
Irish
Joe,
going
don't,
on.
You're getting sacrilege in here, man. We don't want this stuff anymore.
Whispers in the Walls, Reign of Z, on the Lumpini Hard Rock and Metal Psychos.
Mickey said, I'm not into virtuosos. I guess that's his reason.
Reign of Z, guys. Pittsburgh's own Reign of Z.
The local, man.
Great
local
band.
Stuff.
And you guys can get that on iTunes. Just search them there. Let's give you the web. You could, their social media. Find them on Facebook. They don't have an actual website, but you can go to reignofz.bandcamp.com, and you can get all the stuff there as well. I was trying to play a little sound bite from Goodfellas, but the audio on YouTube is like it's like a whispery kind of hear it, so we will skip that. But we had a running joke last weekend from the you know, when you get together on weekends, you know, with your friends and you're partying, you're drinking,
you haven't seen too many
catchphrases and stuff start
that
to kind of
stick
come up
the entire weekend.
Yeah, so we had a running joke with the bit from Goodfellas. Is Goodfellas? Go home and get your effing shine box. So we had a lot of fun with that. But the bands we had tonight, we had Turbo Wolf, and you go to turbowolf.co.uk, Black Star Riders, blackstarriders.com, and then Reign of Z, of course, reignofz.bandcamp.com. And please patronize these bands. Also, please share the podcast around. If you like these bands, you feel like they deserve a shake, you start sharing it around. This gets more people finding out about them and checking them out and enjoying them. And that's what it's all about. That's what the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus and Ludini Rock and Roll Circus are all about. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to get all the information, everything we have going on, catch up on podcasts you missed. Check out some great interviews. Also, don't forget the cool merch that we have there, T-shirts and all kind of good stuff there right at the little store there. So check that out. Keith, what's going on, buddy? You got anything coming up you want to talk about? You had an audition this week.
I did. It took me 3 flights of freaking stairs to get to the audition. But yeah, carrying my stuff up the stairs and having to carry it back down the stairs. Steep-ass steps. By the time I got up there, I wasn't even ready for the audition. But it went fine. So we'll see how that goes. And New Orleans is a very oversaturated music market. So I've come to the conclusion I'm going to have to be in 500 bands to make $1. But
well, the thing of
a
it is,
a lot of, put it this way, I'm gonna be in a lot of projects, hopefully, and I will be successful. Damn it!
Is there any? I think that like if you just, you know, make some friends, you keep like maybe do some subbing and stuff like that.
Well, I did a little subbing a couple weekends ago. So yeah, that was not my type of music, but it was something I don't really want to say no to at this point because it does get your name out there. So that's what I've been up to, just trying to. One gig at a time.
You got this. It just takes time.
One gig at a time. Anyway, sorry.
I haven't heard you play, but I'm sure you're awesome.
I kind of suck.
Oh. All right.
Lily V6, what's going on with you, girl? You said you have some cool stuff coming up. You've got your radio show. Let's talk a little bit about what you have going.
Radio show always on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Hot Licks with Lily 6, Rock Rage Radio. You can get the free app on your smartphone. If you have a flip phone, you suck. Sorry. And then you could either stream it, or you do that, or stream it on the website, www.rockrageradio.com.
The streaming thing works perfect. As soon as you go to the website,
it comes right on.
And it's cool because you get to listen to great rock, like it just plays. You can put it on like in your office or, you know, where you're driving or whatever.
And I'm playing more and more locals. So
cool.
Get on there.
Awesome. Yeah, we want to get the word out about that because anybody else who's you know, whose mission is it to promote great guitar-driven rock? And we want to promote, and we want to let you guys know about. So, if you think that rock is dead, you're just not paying attention.
Agreed.
Exactly. So,
yes.
Oh, goodness gracious. Iron Maiden, guys. Any parting thoughts on Iron Maiden? You guys want to say any final words about it? Or
what's your favorite Maiden album, peeps?
Like
to know that too, because you know we don't do this just for us. I mean, do you think I just want to hang out and drink whiskey all day? This is ridiculous.
Yes, I think you do.
So I like to know what you think. My liver could use a break. I want to hear what our intelligent fan base has to say.
I'm glad I didn't drink because I'm going to play this on the way home because I'm going to drive like a crazy person.
There you go.
Where you go? Are you just going home or you?
I'm just going home.
Somewhere else? Oh,
I'm just going home.
A gig after this.
I got to work tomorrow.
Doing all that working at, yeah. All that work. All right, guys.
I gotta catch them tomorrow. I'm leaving on a jet plane.
No, what time?
Until 4.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got all night to drink.
Yeah, you can drink all night.
Exactly.
I have a feeling Keith and I are gonna be hanging out for a while tonight.
Yeah,
so
that's probably.
We're catching back up. My brother.
Yeah, we're gonna be.
We're gonna be hanging for a little bit. You can hang for a little bit, can't you? Or you gotta.
Oh yeah, I'm not rushing out of here. Okay. We're good.
All right, guys. Okay, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is where you can catch everything, and we're gonna leave you guys with probably the biggest song off this album. Flight of Icarus. This is the song that broke the Trooper. We played that first. We're going to end with Flight of Icarus. Probably the, I don't know.
The second biggest song on the album.
Big hit. Got all over the radio. And if you're not an Iron Maiden fan, you probably know this song. Flight of Icarus is going to take us out. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, guys. Please support music. Please share the podcast around. If you don't got a dollar to spend on any merch, that's fine. But at least share the darn thing, because that gets people checking out this great band that really deserve a shake. Flight of Icarus, guys, taking us out. Iron Maiden on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Get your devil horns up, biatches.